Welcome to this Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast from Life Team. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, everybody. I'm Mark Hart. We're taking a look at the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. This is exciting. Let's get to it. So a couple years back, I had a very embarrassing moment. I was standing in a pharmacy, like a Walgreens or a CVS or something. And it was one of those super pop groups, and they were on. I came over, it was Pentatonix or, I don't know, maybe it was Taylor Swift, who knows. It was some famous musician, singer. And they were doing their Christmas album. And on the Muzak over my head while I'm waiting in line with my five things that I had to get in this long line at the pharmacy, I started hearing all these Christmas songs. And what comes on, but one of my favorite Christmas songs, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I remembered it because the song was so bad. I mean, whoever was singing it really butchered it. Like, it was not a good rendition. And it was really super poppy and super peppy. Like, oh, come, Emmanuel. It was like really, really too up and cheerful. And all it said to me was, they've never actually listened to the lyrics of the song. Or whoever wrote the music didn't pay attention to the purpose of the song. Because when you listen to the purpose of O Come, Emmanuel, if you actually get into the lyrics, it's really beautiful, but it's this really urgent, heart-sent, heart-rent prayer. O come, Emmanuel. Now, who's Emmanuel? Well, we know from the first reading this week, from Isaiah, that the Lord, the one's going to be born a son of a virgin, and we're going to call him Emmanuel. And then this is one of those weeks where the first reading and the gospel are so linked, you just can't even miss it. Because in the gospel, we're going to find out that they're going to name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That Christ is not just this person, this man God, this Lord, but he's this eternal presence. He's always going to be with us. The Gospel of Matthew starts by saying God is with us. He's Emmanuel. And it ends by saying, Jesus says, and I'll be with you always. Okay, so the Gospel of Matthew is bookended with this message that God has always been with us and God will always be with us and God is truly with us in Emmanuel, in Jesus. But when I heard this, think about the words of the song for a second, because you probably heard this song a lot during Advent, you know, whether it's around the house or at church or even on the radio. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Now, why does that matter? Because you and I are Israel. Israel was the firstborn child of God. Israel was the child of God. And when you hear that term Israel, whether it's in scripture or in song, that refers to God's child. That refers to you, to me, because of our baptism. And ransom captive. Come and give the ransom. Come and pay the ransom for me because I'm a captive. I'm enslaved. I'm enslaved to sin. I'm enslaved to the world. And I need you. Ransom captive Israel. It's such a beautiful line. But when you're saying, oh, come, you're not saying like, hey, buddy, come on, Emmanuel. You're saying, oh, God, Lord Jesus, please come. Please come because I need you. I am enslaved to sin. I'm enslaved to temptation. I'm enslaved to the world. I'm enslaved to fear. I'm enslaved to guilt. I'm enslaved to shame. I'm enslaved to this, to that, to this addiction, to this problem, to this stress. I'm enslaved, God, and you're the only one who can save me. And when you save me, God, don't leave me. Emmanuel, when you save me, don't depart from me, but just fulfill your promise, fulfill your name, be with me, stay with me. This is such a celebration that God did not come just to save you once. He comes to save you every single day. That he didn't come just so you'd stay the same and be the same. God came so that you would become someone new. God came to be with you, to stay with you, and to change you so that he could save you. That when Emmanuel comes, that the glory of heaven comes with him, that when Emmanuel comes, things change, because when Emmanuel comes, he doesn't leave. My brothers and my sisters, this fourth Sunday of Advent, this short week until we celebrate the birth of our Lord, what a great time to reflect on, what a gift it is that no matter how many times we've turned our back on God, that we've abandoned God, that we've left God, that Emmanuel has not left us. Open your heart this week, proclaim to the rooftops, proclaim from the depths of your heart, oh, come, Emmanuel, come, Lord Jesus, and save me, ransom me, because I am a captive to this world, and this is not the world I was designed for, and I want you to bring me onto the next world. My Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, what a gift it is to get to know you, to have you with us, and to get to have these final days to prepare ourselves properly for your coming.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and tell your teens to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.